Wendell's voice dominates the discussion. He continually provides answers to questions posed by Ms. Williams and questions of his own relating back to the text the students were reading, The Crucible. Wendell's participation trails off into a conversation with his neighbor, a fact Ms. Williams is quick to catch. Stopping mid-sentence, she calls out Wendell, "Wendell, move over there." Wendell responds, deadpan. All the excitement that previously was in his voice has been drained. "That's not my name." "Sure it is, Wendell. It's the name on all my paperwork." He doesn't budge from his seat, nor his position. "That's not my name." This time, there's a little more oomph in the nod. Ms. Williams refuses to move from the subject, shifting her weight and her hand to one hip, pulling her lips terse together. Wendell obliges, picking his things up and dragging his feet to a seat across the room. "Yeah, over there," Ms. Williams adds, as if he wasn't already moving. With a loud groan and a slam of his books down, Wendell's head leans against the wall, his eyes close. Not a peep comes from him the rest of the class. Once the class is wrapped up, I pull Miss William aside. I say, "He pronounces his name, Wendell." And she replies, "I know, I was just getting tired of him."